and Tesam Nav Lagran, Gufo, about 8 lines up. Litcha Betzalim Shetikna Bezora. So we have this case over here that Rechonin said that you take the Litcha Betzalim, a certain amount of Betzalim, that if you had all of their Trumas Maisa taken off, Kermit Shehifers call my Master Sell, all of the Trumas Maisa have been removed. You plant it. So, since the acre is still there, theoretically, you should only take off the new round Trumas Maisa according to the new growth. But Misa Seres to Fikula. You take a Trumas Maisa on the whole thing, but Loy the Fik Gedulin Bovad. Not only on the gedulim, the also gedulim mivat the ikir legamri. So gedulim mivat the ikir, and now there's a chiyuv of brushes truma on everything. So Rav Chista said, "Man sayis l'cho, who's going to listen to such a thing?" But he had to shebehen lehechon holach. Nearby, like the hockey match. I think this is the question. I feel the time of the gedulin shall heter mevat and ikir shall iser. I understand that heter is mevat the lister. That's true. I give that. Hasam hanu time mishum the kibin shirob gedulov al ikray. Since there's much more gedulin than there is ikir. Nifzakisha shekishayichol enu toyim time ho iser klal. So the logic is you remove the kashivas of the iser there. So when you're eating it, you're eating it as if it's not there. He'll have bisha iser shaboy ma'urav b'soichay. Well, also like the alma, even though it's actually there, but if it came to the point where it's not nikur, you can't taste it anymore. The Torah didn't ask for that. It's so shori. It's mutter. Alvagavi ma'aser keep it to lefi cheshbon hatevul. Whatever is tevul, there's a din of it ma'aser. So hachem I misa seres the fikula v'chi etesh behen lehechon holach, the part which already had been become mutter, it's not tevil anymore. Where'd that go? So how can the gedulin be mevatel the iser and create a chiyuv of meiser and the iser tevil? This item is not tevil.
I mean. I'm not sure I understand the contrast of the question. In other words, so you know, you can say the same thing. It's mafatal. I mean, what's the difference? You know, is there heter?
I mean, I think what Rana is saying is that Rav Chista is grappling. There was let's understand bittul. Right? What does it mean? Is bottle? There's clearly in this item, whatever the case may be, some of it which has iser in it. She says, the Torah is telling me when I have a majority, I have a right to ignore the presence of the minority. So okay, I get that. It says, especially in a case where it's bottle b'shishim. I know that there's iser in there, but if the Torah is telling me that if it gets to the point where it's not noticeable, the Torah did not ask that. Okay, I understand that. But I'm not creating any din. I'm just all doers are saying I have a right to ignore something. Over here, I'm telling you not to ignore the miyut. I'm being mechayev that the miyut should become a chayiv also, not just ignoring it. The maaser has to take up an exact amount. So if I can put numbers in here, I know what the numbers are. So I'm not just ignoring the miut, but I'm actually addressing the miut with a nuchiyev. Where'd that come from?
Yeah, so I guess you're saying painting as a sort of ignoring, as opposed to saying, well, it just, the minority sort of takes on the properties of the majority.
Well, that's what Rukhist is asking. In other words, we don't see from the din of bittul of iser that you say heter is not a, it's not a, in other words, that was your matter and iser. It's not because it takes on the properties of heter. Just all I have to do is make it not oser. I have to make it mutter. Over here, I don't have to make it. It's not enough to say that. I need to say that this is chayiv in something. I'm adding a din on to the meat.
Giving it a positive quality. Right.
Interesting. I don't remember if we discussed this or not. I think we did once. If you look at the source of the din of bittul, Pasha's, the din of bittul is more than just taking away something, it is adding something. Not like Rukhist is asking. The piece from Chaim Taka, piece from Chaim and Stenzel, that Rav Chaim talks about the he bases it on Tosis, beginning about Harmoniach and Bibakama, that the Makor Bittul is from Sanhedrin. The Makor Bosser Rav is from Sanhedrin. The Makor Bittul Rav is from Sanhedrin. So he says, Tosis, that's what Tosis says.
What do you say? You mean?
There's two different ways.
Sanhedrin works, or
there are Sanhedrin. So the Torah says you follow the majority of the Sanhedrin. So the Nefoshes, the 23 at the Yonim, they sit down and they judge, and they say 15 say that he's chayiv, 8 say that he's potter, so he's chayiv. Because you go pass it right. So I understand that. He says, Tosis says the Makor Bittul Rav is also from there. So why do you need a bittul b'rov? You have a din of bosser rov. Why do you? Because the Bezdin of 23 has to pass on that he's chayiv. Only 15 are saying that he's chayiv. 8 are saying that he's potter. So it must be what's happening is that the decision of the majority is now imposed upon the minority as well. It's if all 23 are saying chayiv. Because if at the end of the day, 15 say that he's passed, 15 chatzah in the sky, but they say, we don't know, he's potter. Because they didn't say anything. So we're saying if they remove themselves from the case, so we can't pass that he's chai. So they have to say that he's potter, can't be, if they're removed, if we ignore them, he shouldn't get misa. We have to say more than we ignore them, that it is as if the whole Bezdin said chai.
Well, yeah, Mises is actually an interesting case, right? Because if they all say chai.
Yeah, exactly, right. So he says, so there has to be, besides then a Bosser Rav, which tells me that we feel that the majority is right, the Rav tells me that we have a din of the, or, well, what the Torah says we follow the decision of the majority, so that's the din of, that you go Bosser Rav. There also has to be another din of bittul b'rov, otherwise, how can pass this chayiv? So over there, look how you're imposing you're not just ignoring the minority; you're imposing on the minority the status of the majority. So that's what he says. The makor of bittul b'rov allows for to create din, not just remove din. We discussed this once. Sounds familiar. Okay. Fine, so that's Rukhist's question. So I mentioned you, so that would be the question of the Michlis Baruch Shail about tzitzis which are tavi lishma, only they can mix with strings which are not tavi lishma. So do you say that the din of bittul b'rov makes it as if all of it is lishma? So Mora says that Rabba was saying this over. So Rabba said back to Rav Chista, the case of the Tzolim, that So if the olin are shkarin, they're asurin. Zatiran mitzvahim stama that they're asurin. So saying that he took the shishis betzalim, put them, storing them in the ground. Now it rains and they started. If taken root, they get dinner shvita produce. So how do we know? I know by the simen of the leaves. But it says asurin mashma shasurin lefi kulon. Kepera Shriyas Atzman, all of the everything which is there has a din of Perishriyas. But Vimisa Damrinan, so Rabbah says back to Rav Chisda, if your question is true, excuse me, Vechihetesh ben Lehechon Holach, that you cannot put dinim on the heter, so yes, the new growth of Shriyas has Isser in it, has dinim in it. But the original growth of Shishis doesn't get it in a Shriyas. Well, how the mystic and the mystic Asurin, doing types in the man, because Shriyas Atzma. So, for example, the luck is that Shriyas is types the mouth. So, if you'd sell this, the value, the money you receive as payment for Shriyas produce gets all the dinim of Shriyas on it, which means you have to use it before the Zman of beer. You use the money to buy something, that item now has to be eaten before the Zman of beer, etc. Over here, if you'd say the new growth is 2/3, 1/3 of the money doesn't have shouldn't have any Shriyas on it. They tested the main kashriyas out to shrei im hichlif kedeged hetashabahen and a type of domov. So 1/3 of the money should not be usher. So, but it doesn't say that. Alavada gedulin mevatli lay the ikir legamri. Apparently, the mission is saying over here that the gedulin are mevatli the ikir totally. Kilo lahoya. As if it was not there. So as it's growing in the ground, the ikar itself is being affected. So Morris said back, no, it says the Isurin is only going on the new growth. The Morris says, so that's Shem Gamliel. Shem Gamliel said, the whole mission is Shem Gamliel. Okay, now. So back in the Gemara now, so the Gemara said, oh, so the Chara, let's go the other way. We have a ride from Shem Gamliel to Rav Chisda, a Gola B'chiyav Chai, a Gola B'chiyav Potter. So you see, don't say that the new growth, which is majority, changes the status of the original, the earlier growth, and makes it Chai and then Ishriyas. So Mamish, this statement that Rav Chisda is saying is we have a ride from Shem Gamliel. No, the verse is no. This halacha that he says that the gadol b'ptur is potter, and we don't say that the roiv is mevatel that put the dinim on the miut, is l'katorach. So over there he put the b'tzolim in the ground for the purpose of storage. He had no intent when he planted them that his goal was bittul, that the new growth should be about the old growth. That was the b'chol, not on part of the intent over here. So maybe that's only a case where the person did not do it with the purpose and intent of being mevatel. Of hechel the katorach, maybe the case where the person went and planted it specifically for the purpose of being mevatel. So maybe over there it's bata beruba. So therefore, in the case of Rabbi Yochanan, of the Litra B'Solim, which the person was Masakin, and then he planted it, maybe over there we should say that there is a bit of Bittul, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan is still right, and Shem Gamil is not a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan.
How do we know the Kavana there?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Maybe we just assume. I'm not sure. It's. I'm not sure.
Even the Kavana wasn't to be Mavato. Is that an allowed method of dealing with things? That we're allowed to take something that's Kassur and
yeah, but this is Mavato Heta the Chachila. Well, there's a din of Mavato Heta the Chachila, which might be the rice even. But over here we're discussing Mavato Heta the Chachila. And so, as far as I know, there's no Isser in Mavato Heta the Chachila. Okay. The Mor says, "Holhecha the Kotorach Bota Baruba." The Mor seems to say it's only in Tircha. If there was a specific action done purposely, he took this thing, he was ma'aser, and then he put and planted it. He went and planted it on the ground. So I don't really have. It's telling Kavana Mamish. I'm not sure. The Mor says, "Okay, but Holhecha the Kotorach Bota Baruba." Okay, but it's not going to work. Because now you're saying, but when he does do the asik of planting, it is batal beroiv. But we have the other statement: the litrim meiser tevel, which we said before that litrim meiser tevel shazar bekarka hishbicha, and your misaser lo b'mokam achal lefi cheshbon. So according to what we're saying, why would you be ma'asa the fi'cheshbin? You should be ma'asa, the whole thing should be chayiv. The Katarach, we're talking about the literal ma'asa of Melchim Achal the fi'cheshbin. Some more answers. Shani Gabi Meiser, Demakroa, Aser to Aser. Ace Kotras Zarecha. So the Pasuk says the Din Meiser is in that which you plant. So Chazal say Hetero, like you see, he puts Hetero with the Vav. Zari Inshi, Isura Luzari Inshi. So that's one second. He's answering. The case over here of my sir Tevel. But over here we're down. It would only work for the first bite. Yeah. Okay, so the Torah says, Arecha, it has to be yours. So the Chiyuv Meiser is only on that which is yours. So as much as it's Heter, which is usable for me, that's called mine. That's what's Chayiv. The part of it which a person can't use, theoretically, if he'd be able to take it out and make it distinct and separate, he wouldn't plant it, because what's it worth to plant it for him? He can't use it. So we look at it as if what he's doing when he's planting, the chiyuv of zarecha is only the part which is the heter part. So therefore, it's only asa lefi the cheshbon of the part which is heter. Zatiran vad kan l'shamata the Shimon ben Gamliel el hecha the katar the l'tarach. Clemmer. So originally we wanted to bring this, Rabbi wanted to bring this as a proof to his point against Rav Chisda. Samura answered, no, that's not a proof to Rava. But now the current Samura's answer might be a question on Rava. Rava says, okay, you give me an answer, but you haven't turned it around and made it a question on me. We said that there's not a din bittul, and the galabas tour is still potter. Maybe it's only merely hani merely hechad the loytorach lebetuli al hechad the katorach. The person did a process with to be mevatel it. Over he planted it in the grounds. Also, gedulin and mevat l'nikul legamri. It's mevat legamri. Okay. Zatiran. Well, actually, don't ask me. That which I said before, Bereish Shmaitan, the Sirlam which we hold, the E Ain Gedulin Keiker, Pshita the Mevat L'Nosay. It's either the we look at the Gedulin, it's just an extension of the Iker, and therefore it's not Mevatalit. Once you make the Gedulin distinct, automatically they're Mevatalit. That's what I said before. Meaning the Gadol B'Chiyuv is Kayiv. Alma Ein Gedulin Kikur. Fil Hachik Tani Gadol B'Tor Potter. Here we're seeing that there's a step. There's another step. There I'm saying if we look at the Gedulin, it's just the Iker expanding. So obviously they can't be about the Iker; they're just an extension of the Iker. But if you look at the Gedulin as being distinct and separate, so then they turn around and about the original Iker. Now we're saying not like that. So the Ron says that's not a question, because they were talking about a case where the Iker is Isser. But over here, the Hachan of Taima, Mishum the Tera Li Batal. So Isser Dark Elise, Batal Beloy Heter. One second. She is to darkly swell to Loy Hatter. This is a crystal. Okay. Void the Torah, the Tule Iker, a Gdul Melee and Bo. And maybe there's a difference between a case where there was an action done for that purpose, or a case that just happened by itself automatically. Fine. So the matzal tkuye, the shiny butzel should not be carried. The loy torah. Al the kiyum and the hach the chuya loy sagi the gabi yelod shesabach miskena gabi butzel should not be carried. Naim lo dachele kain. Dachele kain nearly. So the case where you're grafting it, that's the case of Torah. He's taking the fruit, the small fruit, putting it into the new tree, that there should be new growth. and that new growth will eventually be mevatel orla. So over there, bitul should apply, and as much as you're saying that it doesn't, it's a raya that you hold that the gdulin are extension of the ikr, and therefore they're not mevatel the ikr. That's what we said before. In the case of the botzel, which he planted bekerem, and then v'neker hakerem, so the new growth, if you took the kerem away and left the botzel there, so the new growth, which is mevatel the klayim, is happening with mele. There was no action of bitzel taking place in the botzel. That we should say that the new growth should be mevatel the earlier growth. If you take the botzel out of the kerem and then plant it somewhere else, so that there you're doing an action to make it grow further, and therefore the new growth can be mevatel the old growth according to this thought process. But if you take the kerem away and leave the botzel there, So we should say that the reason why that case is also is because there's no action of bitzel, but therefore you cannot compare it to the case of a seventh year bitzel going into the eighth year where you planted in the eighth year. Okay. If according to your thought process, what about the case of the Tumaisha? The Torah, Levtule Iker Mizriya. You intentionally putting in the ground to make the new growth. Even though he's doing an action with intent to make new growth, heter shabo loy bottle, the heter remains not distinct. The bottle of Mike Tony Mashalel, literally Gabi Gdule Shrius. So the case over there was a 6 year to a 7th year, so the new growth is not Chayiv in Shrius, it's not Chayiv in Meister because it's Shmita produce. So that you know the Meister. Shadir Meister, the Amr Kro, I said to say, it's called Tzarecha, the Terra Zariinchi, the Serloi Zariinchi. Climber, Rachmona Omar, the Af Zarecha, Shazarato. So think about it. I was master, I did all my shumas and maises, and I take and I plant it, and I got to do it again. Shumasukin kvar, that which already was ready, it's ready to be metukan, is taxer v'taaser, the bata l'ikr l'gabi gedulin. So the Torah is saying that the original growth, which the original item which you're putting there, become secondary to the new growth, and the new growth is chayiv. But mesiv zarecha mashu dafke b'deteira the hachir chayiv the inshi. That's what the Torah is talking about. This is what you normally plant. With teira kamer the gedulim of atlan ikr al bisura lav zarecha mikri. It's not called that which you plant. Lo bizarrely inshi. People normally don't plant that. Hachem zarecha mashu the bisura. So in the case of Isser, that's not your Zarecha, that the new growth should be about the old growth. I have a problem over here. That this would be strange. Why? Our whole sugya is talking about something like an onion, which is not zarakola. Minaraisa like a meaty shein zarakola. The lachai b'meiser. The chiyuv is the olives, grapes, and the grains. The grains are all the zarakola. And if you plant the grape, you wouldn't say, well, the grape gets bigger and bigger. The grape would, as much as a grape will give you a vine, eventually produce grapes, but it's all zarakola. The kima and shekain, the Ron says, if that's true, hechi daik mizaracha, the gedulin shein zarakola, ein malin es ikr. The pasuk is clearly not making this distinction. They were saying, well, the part of it which is there from originally, which had iser in it, the new growth is not about it. There's no such case. The Bidaraisa, Linyan Maestro, Lamishkacha's law, it doesn't exist. But your banner is around the cross math the Balmah. You're right. The passing is not the right to the Gedrasha, it's a smach. So it's the din rabbanon, which we're tying it on the din the rice. The time of the koyoyim lemilse, the bedinu the bottle heter, the zari inchi lagabi gedulin the surah. It should be bottle. Mishum the harvele terubis heter be iser. The rabbi shenah shabbat mevalze hein zeze. So that I get fine. Ali Sura be Sura, Kuchamaisa Tebel, Bigidulam, the Habi Sura. In this case, here was Isser and Isser. Why? Ibishrius, Mishum Isser Shrius, Ibishar Shaneshua, Mishum Tebel. And within Shetahela, Betela, it should not be bottled. Abishani Surin Shabbin, Kamakam, Isser, Isser, who? Dermshain Shabbin, Zella, Zella, Gamri, and Echamahan Mavatas, Chaveric, which is South America, and other Mavushal. So the Ron says that in Swara, we said before, if it's physically the same men, so there's no bitl mitzad that. It's different in the case of your item, Isser falls into your pot. And it's a totally, it's a different flavor, a different item, etc. So where's the Mokum Bittul? It's the same min. Well, because one's is and one's heter. So one's is and one's heter, I understand. So that, the Chama Hol, that makes it distinct from each other in the Shayat Bittul. Over here they're both Isser. So the Ran says no the Bittul. That's a Svora. And the Pasuk is just like a Smach the Balma. Medayin ain't Daiti Noicha, but Sarkhani Lassusli Rabbezah. Ran says that I'm not convinced that that's the Pshat. I really would like to have a Rebbe to teach me Pshat this Gemara. Okay.